I like you better with glasses.
Too bad. I like me better without them.
Hey, pretty fans. Welcome to another episode of the Better With Glasses podcast. I'm your host, Vicky Bazalia, and with me is Casey.
Hey.
And today, we are
the final preview episode.
We are here to preview the season 2 finale of The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Love Triangle.
Love Triangle.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's emotional on our last.
This is it.
Our last preview episode. And while it's the final preview episode, it is the first episode that I have without a hat on. I usually have my, you know, I see it on the YouTube grid with all the different hats. Vicky grabbed me when I got home from the radio station today to come and do the episode. And
yeah, we gotta drop this thing on time, ready to go. People want to know what the expectations are.
And you've got the official Better With Glasses tank top on there, darling.
I do. This one says, I liked you better with glasses.
Yeah. I'll throw the link in the bio if anyone wants to, link in the description, rather, if anyone wants to grab one. I think
we
could probably control the pricing on that. Maybe we'll do a sale or something.
Yeah, we're probably going to do a sale.
Everyone who's bought anything, thank you so much. To all the people who rated the show, thank you so much. That's awesome. Yeah. Yep, we're breaking on into, we got our highest chart positions on all of these different
and we're
places.
So happy.
Yeah,
thank you so much. We, number one, we didn't think we would be on the last episode of season 2. Number two, this was our first season having the actual video. Yeah. And all of the wonderful listeners on Spotify, Apple, I think we got some Audible.
Huge engagement all over.
Yeah.
The YouTube comments. Thank you guys to all the YouTube comments. I try and go through and like all of those. Mm-hmm. People who comment on Spotify, that's awesome.
Yeah. So.
Instagram, of course. Email.
What I was going to say.
Great group of fans.
What I was going to say is, last year, we didn't do preview episodes.
Because we caught it after they released them all in one shot.
Exactly. So
thanks, Jenny Han, for, you know, giving us our, giving the IV drip every week instead of all in one.
So before we launch into it, what are your thoughts on that? Because it was like, it took seemingly forever in my mind to get to July 14th. And mm-hmm. everything was about July 14th. And then it was like, oh, wait, you can go see the first episode a day early. Yeah, so we went and saw it a day early. Then we all at some point figured out that, I guess in the U.S., we get it on Thursday instead of Friday. And then, I don't know about you, but after the first three episodes, we were just like, how are we going to survive all the way to the last episode and like only getting one shot at a time?
More like, how am I going to survive?
How am we, the pretties, going to survive? But what are your thoughts? I mean, I liked it. I'm trying to think through how it would have been if it all dropped. And if it all dropped, it's impossible to know, right? How fast one person binge watches it versus the other.
It would have affected our show, for sure. It
would have affected this show.
And we wouldn't have been able to build such a relationship with a lot of the fans of the show / podcast.
There's something nice, too, about...
Well, this is what TV was. Let me get on my soapbox here for a minute. This is what TV was, and traditionally, if you think back to, like, the finale of MASH or the finale of Friends, those things got like 25, 30 million viewers.
Yeah.
It was like, you get to see it on one specific time.
Yep.
It's why sports nowadays are still one of the highest ad dollar drivers, because you can convene a whole bunch of people in one space at one time on TV.
Because you and I, like, we do multiple rewatches.
Sure.
And I would rewatch anyway, but if they were all dropped at the same time, I would just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And after an episode, like episode 7.
Yeah.
I didn't even cry the last episode. Like, when you were saying that you were emotional, like,
mm-hmm.
it was an emotional episode. And I was like, happy, angry, sad. all at the same time, but it was like I was so anxious the entire time watching it that there was like first watch, and then the second time I watched it, I cried.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because it was starting to sink in. And then the third time you watch it, you notice some extra stuff. And then, depending on how fast you do all of that, then you sit on it
mm-hmm.
for a few days. And your brain starts kind of going crazy a little bit. And they start thinking like, oh, what's going to happen? What if they do this? What if they do that? And if it all released at once, you wouldn't have that time to digest.
Yeah, that's a lovely way of thinking of it. But we can't forget that they're a business too, right?
Yeah.
The Summer I Turned Pretty, Amazon Prime. They dove headfirst into the commerce of the show in season two.
Yeah.
From like the rollerblades and the brand deals. And like, you can't have all that and maximize it if you just drop it in one show. If you dole it out piece by piece, it's better for the brands who you're partnering with, and you're able to actually, you know, get a sustained period of time where you can do these things. Because like, if you go to the X-ray or whatever, if you like press up on Amazon Prime for season two, I don't know if you can still do it for one, but you can shop the look and shop the music and shop the whatever and this.
It's so amazing.
Yeah, they've taken it to the next level. But it's great for them. They're making money. Everyone's making their money, but it also shows the level of investment that they have in the brand,
the show,
and the power of what a fan base can do. And this is a very powerful fan base. And they respect you guys.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's launch into it.
Yeah. Where'd we end off? Oh, I remember.
Well. Would you like to recap where we ended off, or would you like me to?
A little make out. Like, off the top of my head, how are they going to do this car ride? Or Conrad, like, we're in 2023 now. Conrad's like, fuck this. I'm calling an Uber.
Right. So where we leave off is obviously they all went to Brown.
Yep.
Team Jelly had a fun day hanging out.
Frolicking
all about Finch.
Yep.
It seems pretty evident, at least to me, that they'll follow what they had in the book, which is that Belly goes to Finch, and they're, you know, kind of dropping the breadcrumbs for that.
So they're dropping the breadcrumbs for that, but they're still keeping like a little service to the Conradis, like with the sweatshirt and this and that. Like, he's got a faint light.
Well, burning. In the book, she does. She goes to the bookstore and buys a Brown sweatshirt. Because they don't do a visit to Finch.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit different. But yeah, so we got
them. I'm just saying, like, them making out with him, her wearing the Brown sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah.
And like it's definitely.
No, they definitely ramped it up to like 20.
It's definitely Jer's the guy. But there's still a little lie burning for Conrad for next season, I would say.
Of course.
Easy.
Well, we're about to see how it all plays out, but I guess
I'm happy with where they're at right now.
With where who's at?
The relationship, Belly and Conrad, Belly and Jer.
You're happy for Belly, or you're happy for Jer?
Both of them. They seem
like happy for Conrad.
No, not. I mean, Conrad is unfortunately
the loser.
The loser in this spot, but I think he's really the winner because he's going to go to Stanford and start his next chapter.
Yeah.
So, but Jer and Belly are like similar place and time. Feels like they're both feeling each other a lot right now. That's good for them. Conrad, it is his ex-girlfriend, it is his brother. It's like the worst thing that you could think of.
Yeah.
But he's got Stanford in his back pocket and a
great
life awaiting him there.
That's fine.
Great couple of years at least.
Sounds good, right?
Yeah.
This is, again, we get to sit on this and debate and talk about it and try to find a path out for my man Conrad. Okay.
The path out is on a plane.
I gotcha. And maybe by the end of episode 8, he realizes that too. Yes?
Yes.
However, right here, right now, where the scene leaves off.
Mm-hmm. There's still an episode left.
What do you think is going to happen immediately after?
Okay. Realistically.
Bold prediction time, or realistic.
Realistically, I would say there's no way that he gets in that car. Okay. But I feel like that's got to happen.
Because they got to make their way.
They got to make their way to the hotel.
Yeah.
So, I think he's gonna no sell it. In certain, it's like, you want to show how tough you are, and I punch you, and it really hurts, but you don't want to show me that I hurt you.
Yeah.
So okay. You just be like, eat it, and don't show your pain.
Okay.
And call that a no sell.
Okay.
I think he's gonna no sell it.
Okay.
He's gonna be like, oh, and then like internalize it. And then suffer through the ride.
Okay.
And then have some real feelings once someone's asleep or something.
Okay. Do you remember how it went in the book?
I think they were in the car at
yes.
Brown. Jenny raised the stakes here for the TV show. And they are at a hotel, motel.
Do you remember what happens immediately after he catches them in the car? It's okay to say no.
Belly runs after him.
Yes.
Damn. It would be fucked up. I'd feel bad for Jer.
Okay.
Because he just was like, I can't do this again. And she basically grabbed his face.
Right.
And was like.
Right. So. Okay.
Fuck, I hope not.
So that's the big debate here. Okay. Which I said on the recap episode. For Jer, if Conrad turns, doesn't say anything, turns and walks away.
Yeah.
Who runs after Conrad? If it's Belly, it's Messy, and we know there's Messy.
At the end of the day, Jer and Belly could look at each other and be like, he's got a dorm here. He'll be fine.
That is so fucked up. That is so fucked up. That is just
at least we got him to his final.
That is like so sweeping it under the rug. Like they have to explain themselves, right?
Yes.
Okay. But
who more than who though? Who you think has the Losi, you got some explaining to do? Who's got the bigger...
both of them. I don't think they need to necessarily defend themselves, but I think they need to explain.
Jer doesn't know that they did it. Jer knows that...
He knows that they were in a relationship.
I don't know if he knows.
They 3 months ago. They
hold hands at Thanksgiving, yes.
3 months ago, they were in a relationship.
But he said, I guess we're friends now. Like, just earlier that day. It's your brother, it's a little bit...
So, here's what I'm thinking.
I think she's got a little bit more of a explaining to do. To Conrad, at least.
They all have some explaining to you. And I'm not saying they have to defend themselves, right? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, yes, an explanation would probably be helpful here. Now, the reason I think...
Ooh.
I think that Conrad will storm off.
Storming?
I think that if it's done in a way that's not painful for Jeremiah, if it's done in a way that is painful and messy for Jeremiah, Belly's going to run after him. If they choose to not do that, then I think Jeremiah and Belly look at each other and she says, I'll go talk to him. Oh. Or she'll say, it has to be me.
Or they because say...
she tried to tell him last episode.
Yeah, he fell asleep.
And he fell asleep. So she was already working up the nerve to tell him, which means that she owns that she needs to give him an explanation for what's about to go down.
And she also...
Now, here it's already gone down, so she needs to be the one to explain herself.
And she also owns that, at least in her mind, she's over Conrad right now.
Right.
How about they tag team it? Come on. Walk, 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 walk. Hey, Connie, buddy.
No, no. That would not go over well. If he storms off and they both follow him, he is going to turn around and like lay into both of them.
Nah.
Yeah.
He is not good at confronting two people, both of them at one time.
Okay, but that could be the
breaking point.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know. It's a big question
All right,
mark.
Here's,
for sure.
Here's what I think. Okay. I think that Belly has already worked the speech up in her head.
Yeah.
And she's going to go and try to say it to him very rationally.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he is going to have a more emotional reaction than she's ready for.
Just like Jer did.
And that will lead to her wondering if he still loves her. I don't know if
that's
he'll tell her.
That's the exact scene that happened after her and Conrad got together and she had to go explain it to Jer in his bedroom. And she was like, we wanted to tell you right away. And he was like lying off the handle, as he should have.
Yeah.
So it sounds very similar. And didn't we have a scene somewhere where Conrad's waiting outside the door? We haven't seen that
yet. Yeah, we haven't seen that yet.
Damn. Look at your boy.
So there's a couple of scenes that we haven't seen.
Boy, what else haven't we seen yet?
Okay. So we haven't seen Conrad standing outside the door, listening in as Jeremiah tells Belly that he's going to fuck it all up.
Perfect time for that.
Yeah. We still haven't seen the cute Belly and Conrad frolicking on the beach. Another frolic. Now, this is right after their kiss.
How many frolics are necessary?
So many. The flashback frolics are the only thing that that give any hope to Team Conrad right
Hashtag
now.
Hashtag flashback frolics.
Do it up. What else? The volleyball. Right now, the volleyball is going to end up being Belly rejoining the volleyball team. And I think we're going to
They
see...
have that spike scene and celebrating and the pink shirt.
Yeah. So on the cast list for this episode, Marcy is back. Coach is back. So we're going to get some of that. And then what else haven't we seen?
Whoa. We got... Let me throw some... Wow. There's a lot going on here. I want to read the cast for this upcoming episode.
Go for it.
Lola. Laurel.
Let's do their character names.
Okay. Belly, Laurel, Susanna, Conrad, Jer, Steven, Taylor. Somebody named Ally McCullough, that's the actor's name, who's like a middle-aged like lady, could be a doctor or something.
Okay.
The roommate.
Yeah.
Conrad's roommate is back.
Yeah.
What was his name? The 5G conspiracist?
Yes.
That was hilarious. Great. Great writing there.
I think he's going to be the one that picks Conrad up from the motel.
There's a girl named Marcy.
We already know about Marcy.
That's Steven's old?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, not old anything.
Oh, no, that's the girl from the volleyball team, maybe.
They're the same person.
Oh, okay. Marianne.
Okay.
Volleyball girl.
Yep.
So we're definitely getting some volleyball. Somebody who plays someone named Evelyn could be a volleyball player. Someone who plays something named Katie could be a volleyball player. Coach Shaw.
Yep.
Volleyball coach.
Let's Belly back on the team, evidently.
Yep. A motel clerk.
Of course.
A cashier. Not sure where.
Yep.
Could be a Dollar Tree.
And there's a bartender. So who do you think's at the bar?
Bartender. I don't know. Brent Schraff.
So.
Jeez. This is going to be a fire episode. I hope they make it like a long one, too. Maybe an hour and 15.
Who knows? What do you think is going
to
be the structure of the episode? Do we start off right where we left off?
I know. I was trying to sleep last night and you were firing all sorts of potential theories at me. I'm like, yeah.
So now I'm giving you the mic here. What do you think is the structure?
I think it's going to be similar, same timeline as we've been on.
Okay.
With flashbacks to beginning of Conrad and Belly's relationship that time.
Okay.
The beginning of summer or whenever she tells. No, it's last end of last summer. I don't know.
That's it.
I mean, I don't. Do you have? Well, we're going to stay in the timeline because we got volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
And we got motel. So that's on that same timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got flashback to Conrad outside the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got Susanna, so a flashback somewhere in there.
Yeah.
With Susanna. So.
So I think that the timeline is going to be quite mixed up. One of my theories is
she got theories, bro.
One of my theories is that it actually opens up with the POV of Conrad. So one scene that we haven't seen yet is when he's standing in his dorm and he picks up the Infinity Necklace and he's looking at it. So I think we're going to start the episode with Conrad's point of view. When he's finished his final, he goes back to his dorm. He grabs the Infinity Necklace. He's looking at it, and it's evident that he is going to tell her that he loves her because Steven told him to do it.
Or he wants to go return it.
Stop.
For some Stop. Extra pocket cash for when he goes back to Stanford.
Stop. He puts it in his pocket.
Okay.
And he strolls out to the car. So I think we're going to see it from his angle. I don't know if that means we get a Conrad voiceover, but maybe we do follow him back to the scene of the crime, so to speak.
Let me throw some rapid fires at you here.
Okay.
Off the dome.
Wait. Okay, before you do that. Okay. I think it could start that way. There's also a very small part of me that thinks that it just starts at volleyball. So it advances timeline. It starts at volleyball and Jeremiah is there watching Belly play as her boyfriend. And you got to fill in the pieces all the way back to what the fuck happened after the kiss and the motel.
Last week, the cast list was in order and it had Belly and Laurel first and it opened with Belly and Laurel. We also have that here. Okay. So maybe we start with a flashback of Belly, Laurel, Susanna. I don't know.
Mm.
All right. Rapid fire. Here we go. Off the dome.
Okay.
Will there be a punch thrown in this episode?
Yes.
Fuck.
So there was an article that I told you about that I also reposted on the Instagram where Gavin and Chris were talking about the final episode.
Yeah.
And Chris Briney said, oh, yeah, no, it's really, really messy. And then Gavin's quote is, it's the sort of messy that you take home with you after they say cut. So it's a big
scene. It's already been big. It's already been messy. I wonder.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If messy was all the other stuff that was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, what else could it be? Like, it could be a punch thrown. Just saying.
Okay. Will there be any more kissing?
Yes. Yeah.
Between?
Belly and Jeremiah?
Okay. All right.
Because we're going to see, I do think we're going to see them as a couple. Like, I think it'll be implied that they're a couple.
Okay. How many colleges will be featured?
One, as they're leaving Brown.
No Stanford.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get. Oh, unless we see a flashboard of him while he's at Stanford. No? Okay.
Journalist over here.
All right.
Asking hard-hitting questions.
Okay, what else? It's very fun for me.
I'm just coming up with these. Where do they leave Taylor and Steven off at?
Oh, well, I think we're
the question we care about.
Yeah, I think we're gonna see Steven and Taylor. I think we'll definitely see them at the volleyball camp.
I think they might turn it up to the next level too.
By the end of the season?
Maybe. I don't know. They gave them so much.
Yeah.
In certain episodes. And then last week we got no Taylor. Like a little bit, but like they basically took an episode off.
Okay. So this isn't really a prediction, but it's more of like a wish. In the book, Conrad, when he's like leaving the motel and telling Jeremiah that he can be with Belly and he leaves, he tells them that his friend is picking him up.
Mm-hmm. Which friend do you think it is?
Well, it can be the roommate, because I don't really see any reason for the roommate to be there other than maybe that.
Spouting off conspiracy theory.
Yeah. But my actual wish is that he calls Steven and Taylor. Not Taylor. I think Taylor tags along. But I think that he calls Steven and Steven brings Taylor.
That would be good.
And that would be kind of interesting, right? To have him in the car with Steven, maybe even like upset and talking it out to Steven, but now Taylor is a fly on the wall.
And she's got some input too.
I think she's got some input. But maybe she's like quiet.
Yeah. Well, she's always kind of been on Jeremiah's side.
Exactly. But maybe she realizes like in that setting
that's not how he really feels
how he really feels, and she's like not necessarily that she's gonna switch to Team Conrad, but she's probably sitting here like, oh, like this is not time for me to do what I normally do as Taylor. Yeah. Right.
All right. Well, I hope everyone ends in a good place where they can be happy going into the off season. Fans, fans and characters alike.
I don't think that's going to be the case.
I really do.
No, I mean, there's no way that all fans will be happy going into the off season. I think that season one ended sort of, if you're a Team Jeremiah in season one, it kind of ends like, what the fuck? I think if you didn't read the books, which I hadn't read the books, my what the fuck was like, so Susanna just dies or does she live, right?
Yeah.
But from a Belly and Conrad perspective, it was very nicely, neatly wrapped up, and technically it could have been the last that we saw of any of those characters, and be like, oh, okay. I guess they found each other, right?
I think it'll be a thumbs up from the Jer fans, like, okay, mm-hmm. Belly and Jer riding off into college together. But a little, like, it'll be deliberate, like they've been doing with these scenes.
Yeah.
To give Conrad girlies, as you call them, a little ray of some hope.
Well, okay. So the way I went back, guys, and I reread the second book from the moment they got caught all the way to the end.
Mm.
Book two ends with a cliffhanger.
Whoa.
So book two flashes forward at the very end, and it's Belly talking about her wedding day.
Leia?
Yeah. Wow. So she's talking about how it's raining. She talks about how it was great. She talks about the guy that she's marrying.
Oh, and you don't know who it is.
And she's talking about them running in the rain, getting into the car. And even in the book, because it's book two, you don't know who it is.
Okay. Rapid fire question. Will there be a wedding dress in this episode?
Yes.
What? Yeah, bro.
I think Jenny's going to keep that the same.
I almost wish I didn't even hear that. And then if I saw the shit, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but it's just a flash forward. It's like a teaser. Like, I think we're going to get like their feet running.
Bro. I don't even want to ask you. All right, fine.
He wants to ask.
Let's do our game then. That's how I'm going to get my answers.
Okay.
But where is Belly at the end of this episode? At the end of season two?
In real time, I think she is.
Where is the last that we see? Or you can just give me, you know, a little.
Because if they do a flash forward, then it's not fair.
Give me both then.
I think we'll flash forward to her wedding day.
Yep.
I'm just going based on book, guys. And then I think we will understand that she is either in a relationship with Jeremiah or that she is beginning a relationship with Jeremiah.
Where does the season two leave Conrad off at?
Conrad?
Yep.
Heartbroken and in Stanford?
Great. I hope I see that. Jeremiah? Not heartbroken, but at Stanford. Go Cardinal. Jeremiah?
Happy.
Okay.
Happy in a bittersweet way. Like, I think he knows that whatever goes down in the episode, if it's really big and really messy, he probably knows that he and Conrad will never, ever, ever be the same ever again. And okay. I think he'll take the win. But I don't think he's going to take it without, like, feeling bad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a hollow victory, but he really loves Belly, so.
Motel clerk. Stephen and Taylor.
The both of them together?
Well, I'm grouping them together for obvious reasons, but.
Yeah.
If they're.
I think their storyline's going to be light. I think it's just going to be about them spending the summer together before, because she's still in high school. And I mean, kind of like Jeremiah and Belly, right? So like, I think they're just going to have a fun summer together. And then there will probably be a little bit of mention of the fact that he's going to be off to Princeton and she'll be at home.
Or she'll be at Rutgers the year after.
Well, apparently Taylor goes to Finch too, so.
And who else is there? Laurel?
Laurel. Do you think, okay, well, I have a question now. Do you think we see Jeremiah drop off Belly? Like, do you think we're going to see the announcement of, oh, Jeremiah is my boyfriend? Like, forget about the timeline for a second, but like, do you think we...
I think the volleyball is such a good vehicle for them because it hasn't been a good vehicle for Conrad and her.
What do you mean?
This season.
I mean, it's been non-existent.
Exactly. Well, the only thing that I think is that she missed her the next day of that workout because she was on the phone too late with Conrad. So I think that the Jer has had multiple conversations with Belly about volleyball. All been positive, all been
reassuring. So you think he's just going to show up as boyfriend to volleyball?
Well, I think it could be a supportive scene where Jer is supporting her in her volleyball endeavor, or she has a good win. They win the summer league championship, whatever. And maybe she talks to Jer and, you know, it's assumed that
they start something.
They've had, yeah, they've got something going on.
Okay.
Or he could be there. You never know. But, she mentioned being at the Finch University games, but maybe at the camp game.
Yeah. Maybe. Okay. Do you think Conrad shows up to the volleyball, or is he in his feelings, or is he at orientation?
Yeah, I think he's outie.
Well, no, like that's not how it works. Like you have to move out of your first year dorms in college.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can't just move. Right? It's not like moving apartments. Like,
I mean, he's going to be a sophomore. He doesn't necessarily have to live on campus at Stanford. I don't know what their rules are, but sophomores at UVA don't have to live on campus. They can live off campus.
Yeah, that's fair, but he had the full intent. He doesn't even know if he's accepting it yet. So he definitely hasn't made arrangements.
Okay, but if he saw them kissing, he's not going to want to be near either of them.
I agree with you. I'm just saying it's not like that same day he can board a plane to the West Coast and be all good.
What, you think he's going to pull up on her camp?
I don't know.
After having a broken heart?
I don't know.
I think he's going to separate himself from them.
I have surrendered to the fact that Belly and Jeremiah are going to be together. That's fine. I agree.
Yeah, that's great.
But that's not my biggest concern. My biggest concern is how to get Conrad and Belly back together. So that's what I want to talk about.
It's not the right thing for him right now.
No, that's fine. I want to predict what the fuck happens.
Okay. Let me break it down. Okay. So he's out at Stanford. He graduates. And all the while, like you said, maybe he's hasn't gotten over Belly. Maybe it's like, you know, on his lower on the priority list. On her birthday, maybe he talks to her. Holidays, whatever. Keeping a little bit of contact. But she's dating his brother, so what are you going to do? Something happens with Belly and Jeremiah. And it's not Belly's doing, it's Jeremiah's doing. Because I think we can't have Belly leave again. It would be bad for her character. So Jer does something that they end up breaking up. Or maybe they have a mutual breakup. And once Belly has done her college thing, taken some time, gone to Spain, had some experiences, they meet in Cousins one day, or they have been talking for a while and they decide to meet, but it's like enough time has passed and enough smoke has cleared that they can give this thing a real chance again without all the drama. Maybe Jer's got a new girlfriend, right? Yeah. Smoke has cleared and they're able to give it a real chance without so many outside influences hurting them. And maybe they get married. How do you see them getting back together?
So everything you just described.
Yes. It's like a 7-year arc.
Yeah. Everything you just described.
It's a big arc.
Is a
but
seven,
that's what I need in my mind.
7-year arc. Listen, all right. For any book girlies out there, right? The arc, if they follow the same arc.
Break it down, baby.
If they follow the same arc, it's Belly and Jeremiah are together starting from motel scene onward.
Okay.
Conrad goes to Stanford. Belly and Jeremiah are together at the point that we meet them in the third book for 2 years now,
mm-hmm.
meaning Conrad is
a junior.
Okay. And they barely see Conrad. Mm-hmm. Like, he never comes back home. He's not around that much.
He's doing him out there.
Well, he's staying away purposefully. Like, he,
as you should.
We hear in his voiceover that, yeah, but you're saying that, like, Belly is not the priority. It's like he is out there and he's living life, but in his POV, he's like, I think about her all the time, but I never call. I wouldn't dare come home.
That would be so bad for his character.
He's like, I have to stay away. He's like the only way I don't freaking like freak out is by distance.
I get that. Out of sight, out of mind.
Because proximity is going to be hard. And then they are thrown into a situation where they're spending time together. I'm just going to leave it at that because I don't know what the storyline is. And I don't really love that storyline from book three. But they're thrown into a situation where they are in close proximity for the summer.
That makes for a good season.
It makes for a great season.
Yeah.
So now they're just by happenstance thrown into proximity. He's been avoiding her, but he can't really avoid her now because that would be weird if he just like dipped. Because she's in a good quote, quotations relationship with Jeremiah. So they're actually spending time together while she's in a relationship with Jeremiah, but we find out that the relationship with Jeremiah is a little rocky. It's a little rocky.
Okay.
Then there's another, like, we want to talk about the messiness. So then there's like another big blowout. And then after that blowout is when they all three are like, we're all three going to spend time away from each other. And then after about a year, Belly and Conrad start coming back together. Total arc of that is about 5 years.
That's fine. And I love that. It's very similar to what I'm thinking. But let's not forget that we've already, in TV show world, had a back and forth that's not in the books.
Sure.
So to... like, we're already caught up to the messy, like, we're a little bit ahead. So maybe they extend it out so it's not as messy.
Maybe. Like, I don't know. I think it's got to, I don't know how they're going to change it, but I think there's got to be,
let's not forget
some
that
of that dynamic.
These are characters that are all technically older and graduated in their real life ages.
Yeah.
So it would be no stretch to have them.
They're going to play closer to their ages.
As 24, 25 year old.
Yeah.
In a section of a season.
Okay. All right. These questions won't be answered until it's all over.
This could be a good stuff to have on the off season.
Yeah, no, for sure. But I guess where we're going with it is whatever the timeline is of this last episode and wherever these characters are left off will color a little bit more clearly where we go in season three.
Final thoughts?
Well, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So you said Susanna's in this episode.
Yeah.
That has to be a flashback.
Yeah, for sure.
So who's in the flashback with her and what are they discussing?
I think...
Who's next to her in the thing?
I think we haven't gotten enough Susanna and Conrad.
Okay.
We've gotten Susanna and Jer.
Yeah, we haven't gotten any. Any.
Yeah, Susanna, Conrad. It's Belly, Laurel, Susanna, then Conrad. But Jer's right after, so it could be both boys.
So we see the hotel, and Conrad is in book two. It's when he just leaves. But in book three, you get his narration and you get him describing that scene in the hotel and the choice to tell Belly that he doesn't love her or pushing her away one last time.
That's all I was going to say.
Is his biggest regret ever.
Because there is that time where he has to outwardly say,
like, no.
No. What does she ask him?
She doesn't ask him anything. So in the actual, they can't do it the same way. But in the actual... now you're asking the right questions.
It's like a tonal thing.
Yeah, well, okay. So real quick. They get caught kissing. She runs after Conrad. He says, if you like Jeremiah now, why are you wearing my necklace? It's going to be different, right? Because that doesn't happen. She says, what do you mean? She pretends that the necklace doesn't mean anything. He says, you know what it means. Give it back.
Mm.
She begrudgingly gives it back. She notices that his hand is like shaking, like he's like really upset by it. And she says that he still won't say the words. Like, he is visibly very angry, but he won't tell her why he's angry. So she's like, I can't. She's like, I won't do this anymore. He says to her, go be with Jeremiah. He's the one who wants you. I never did. Then they get in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Awkward as hell. Jeremiah, we saw it in the last episode when Conrad says Jared can sleep through anything.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're in the motel in the book, Jeremiah falls asleep and Belly's voiceover, or I guess in the book, it's just her narration. She's like, Jeremiah can always sleep through anything. I can't actually believe that he's asleep right now. She thinks she's the only one awake, like, because she feels awful that she fucked all this up. And Conrad is awake and he says, I didn't mean it. That's all he says. In like the dead of the night, lights are out, Jared's asleep. He's just like, I didn't mean it. I didn't mean what I said. Then she's thinking through that and she's hopeful. The very next morning, she's in the shower. Conrad pulls Jeremiah aside and says, it's okay with me if you want to be with her. Belly comes out of the shower, looks at Conrad, hopefully, like, hey, maybe we can have a conversation that we didn't have last night. And he just like looks dead at her and is like, yeah, you go with Jeremiah. My friend's picking me up. And
G move.
And Belly's like, that's it. He's not going to fight for us. He's giving up. He's leaving. I can't do this anymore. Done. And that's how it ends. But in what I'm getting at is in book three, you get Conrad's perspective of that exact scene from his side of it, which is where he's like, that was the worst moment of my life. If there's one moment in my life that I regret and I wish I could take back, it'd be that one. I've had to watch them be together. I've separated myself. I've been on the other side of the fucking planet due to it. But I only have myself to blame because I'm the one who set this in motion. I'm the one that allowed them to be together. And I could have had her and I didn't. And then he talks about the things that you say to your mother and the promises that you made on
Ironclad
or her deathbed. Or yeah. So we don't get that until the third book. But I think if there is, what made me think about it is when you said we haven't gotten a Susanna Conrad flashback yet.
You'll see the deathbed stuff.
Maybe we see the deathbed stuff and then we can infer that he's really not doing it for Belly and he's not doing it for himself.
Doing
it for Jer.
At this point, with where they are, how far along Jer and Belly are, I don't know if that would be the worst, his biggest regret, because I think you need to rewind back to the beach where he had an opportunity there to maybe tell her how he felt.
And then the trash cans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like those are.
Yeah.
It's hard to come back from seeing your brother kissing your ex-girlfriend.
Not saying crazy shit at the funeral. Like there's all kinds of things that he regrets.
So. Last thoughts.
I think I'm going to be really, really sad at the end of the episode.
I hope everyone can be happy. There's going to be a little flame alive for everyone because they're going to have another season. And, you know, the off season is going to be hard for some people, but there's still another season. And at the end of the day, it's just a TV show.
Do you think that there will...
They're great characters and you can watch them on like interviews and you can see them be charming and nice and...
Well, Yeah, there's been a lot of content that was released, and it's really funny. So I don't know if you know this, but Jenny posted behind the scenes stuff of Chris and Lola on the beach filming. Do you know that they filmed the frolicking snow on the beach in the same night as the big fight? So it's the same location.
Life of an actor.
I know, the same location, and they filmed both on the same night.
I thought it was really funny, the thing that you posted about, I want to be a real boy. That was really funny.
Well, that was, yeah, that, they were just like
Tiny Tim or whatever.
Yeah, they were just being goofy.
Yeah, it was funny.
And yeah, and again, it's fun to, it's acting, right? It's fun to see that's the behind the scenes, and then they yell action, and then these two brothers are like really pissed at each other.
Yeah.
So anyhow.
All right, guys. Thank you for checking out the show, our last preview episode.
I'm so sad.
I know, honey. It's going to be okay, baby.
I'm so sad. As in, also, I posted a like poll on Instagram, and I was like, who here is ready? Like, more no's than yeses. Like we're not ready.
Well, we're going to try and record an episode not too long after this finale.
Wait. Before we head out, there is one thing that I have to ask you.
Let's go.
Okay. Every single article I've seen, and they're keeping it under wraps. They're really, really keeping it under wraps. But every article that I've seen has straight up said, whatever you're expecting, whatever predictions you think you have, like, you have no idea.
Fuck.
So.
Dragons.
So. That's where that, like, that's the thing that makes me nervous in a good way, right? Because I'm hopeful, but in a bad way, because I'm like, is it a total swerve?
They could be red herrings.
They could all be red herrings, right?
Yeah, they could be just playing you.
Because what bothers me, not bothers me, but like, to your point, it could be an hour long episode.
Mm-hmm. Hour and 20, hour and 30.
Right? And all that we know is Belly and Conrad and Jeremiah are going to be at a hotel. Mm-hmm. At some point, Belly's going to be at a volleyball game.
And at Conrad's some point, be outside the door. At some point,
Conrad's going to be outside the door. At some point, there's going to be a flashback, and at some point, he's going to be looking at the necklace. Like, all together, those scenes make up like 2 minutes of actual television. So it could really be anything. So I'm like nervously and anxiously preparing for anything.
It's like 2 days away.
Dude, I know. Sorry, Carlos, you called you dude.
It's all right, babe.
Dude. Bro. Pins and needles.
Buddy.
Oh, what are we gonna eat? How are we gonna prepare?
I don't know.
How are we gonna celebrate?
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Well, if you're in a mood to celebrate, then we're in a good place. Because what I don't want is a big sad pants.
Big sad pants. Big cry fest.
Yeah, we'll be all right.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be all right. Everyone's going to pull through. This is going to be a good Thursday night.
Here's hoping. It'll be good because we've been waiting for this moment, guys.
Yeah, and there's another season coming, and it's a great be happy that we have the show.
For sure.
Right?
So, a couple of housekeeping items before we head out here. Remember that you have 2 days until the episode. You technically have 3 days to get your bingo cards in.
Bingo.
So if you've been playing bingo along with us, you can go back and rewatch. You can make sure that you
have bingo
marked everything off, right? Submit your bingo by, this Friday.
I got the bingo.
And next time when we're on the episode 8, Love Triangle Breakdown episode, we're gonna announce the winner of the grand prize of season 2. So we're gonna do that. The other thing, guys, is we're gonna try to get this breakdown and analysis recap for you out fast. So there is a good chance that between the hours of
Friday night.
Yeah. Friday. Yeah, Friday night. Yeah.
We'll see. We'll try.
We're gonna do it.
Listen, we're going to try like heck.
We're going to do it.
Get this going. At Better With Glasses Pod on Instagram. Better With Glasses Pod at gmail.com for any questions, comments, concerns. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, everyone, for the comments, the engagement, all that stuff. Appreciate it.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. And we'll see you next time.